arm twisting. Now, the special English program, Words and Their Stories. Every people has its own way of saying things, its own special expressions. A story can be told about each of them. Today, we have the expression to twist one's arm. Anybody who's done a little wrestling knows how painful it is to have your arm twisted and how it can weaken you as an opponent. It is hard to resist a man who knows how to twist your arm. This is especially true in the field of politics. Some of the most successful leaders have been men who were skillful arm twisters, men who knew how to bring pressure against opponents. However, arm twisting is even more widespread outside of politics. Every group that tries to raise money for some special purpose carefully organizes campaigns to bring pressure on would-be givers. These groups employ professional fundraisers who are well-trained arm twisters. The fundraisers know not only how to reach their givers and who they are, but how to break down their resistance to give. There are a number of ways to do effective arm twisting. Letter writing campaigns are one method. Another is the telephone. You may get a phone call early in the morning when you're only half awake, or in the late afternoon when you're tired and half asleep. As a rule, you are taken by surprise. On the other end of the phone is a most pleasant voice. Gently, she takes you by the hand and leads you along until the very last moment, when you learn that she is raising money for some charity and wants your help. Sometimes you surrender and agree to give a little money. But after a few such calls, your arm muscles harden, and so does your resistance. Nobody has made an official count of the vast number of groups or organizations throughout the country that want you to give them money. They must need it, of course. The purpose may be educational to help some worthy institution. It may be political or it may be medical to help those suffering from muscular dystrophy, advanced diabetes, murmuring hearts, progressive arthritis, chronic rheumatism, and other destructive ailments. All of these need your help. But after a time, you find yourself overcome by so many different diseases that seem to invade the human body. Your help is needed not only for the cure of these sicknesses, but also for the hospitals that treat them and the ambulances that carry the sufferers. You wonder how you were chosen as a possible giver. Then you discover that once you give to one, your name is put on a list used by all. You also discover that not all fundraisers are completely honest. You find that your only protection is to stiffen your resistance. The arm twisters, however, are strong and many. Banking. The Making of a Nation, a program in special English. Soon after Governor Woodrow Wilson was elected president, he moved quickly to get approval for his proposals on tariff reforms. Wilson felt strongly about the need for such reforms. It was an important part of his program. He appeared before a joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to appeal for approval of his tariff proposals. He told the lawmakers that tariffs were too high. He said the high tariffs caused high prices. More importantly, they hurt competition and let a few big corporations get control of whole industries. After much debate, Congress gave him what he wanted. They made major cuts in tariffs on many imported products. Then Wilson appeared again before Congress to ask for the next step in his program. He asked for a bill to reform the banking industry. For several years, almost everyone had recognized the need for changes in the banking system. The old system of uncontrolled private banks had developed many years earlier, before the United States became a major industrial nation. Everyone agreed that a more modern system was needed, but they could not agree on details. Congress had made several studies. One, led by Republican Senator Nelson Aldridge, took 4 years. It proposed a new central bank, much like the one ended by President Andrew Jackson in the late 1830s. Another congressional study was made by a group led by Democratic Congressman A.P. Pujo. The report of the Peugeot Committee shocked the nation. Its investigation showed that much of the present banking industry was controlled by a few Eastern bankers. The Peugeot report said two New York businessmen, J.P. Morgan and John Rockefeller, controlled banks and other corporations valued at more than $22,000 million. This was more than 10% of the total national wealth of the United States.
Wastes. American industry produces hundreds of millions of tons of dangerous waste materials each year. Much of the wastes are poisonous chemicals that remain after other products are made. These chemicals could be harmful to people. Some have been shown to cause cancer and other serious diseases. American companies spend thousands of millions of dollars a year to prevent such wastes from harming people. The companies either destroy the wastes or try to find safe places to put them. As much as 80% of harmful wastes are buried in landfills. Putting the dangerous wastes underground costs less than other methods. Federal laws say that wastes must be buried much more carefully than in the past. New landfills must be built with special materials, so liquid wastes will not leak from them. The landfills must have systems for removing liquids that form in them. They must have devices to show if poisons are escaping, and the landfills must be closed tightly after they are filled with chemical wastes. But experts say wastes may escape from even the most modern landfills. They say all poisonous waste buried in the ground sooner or later will find its way into underground water supplies or to the surface of the land. And they say some buried wastes can remain dangerous to people for hundreds of years. Many scientists believe that burying such wastes may be the most dangerous way to deal with them. Experts say industry should cut its use of landfills and use other methods to solve the problem. They say companies could reduce the amount of dangerous waste materials by changing the ways they make products. Companies could find new uses for wastes in making other products. They could treat waste to reduce the amount of poisons in it. Industry could burn wastes on land or at sea, or the wastes could be put into deep ocean water. Another way is to store wastes temporarily while doing further research to find the best treatment. And some experts say the government should ban any industrial product or method that produces wastes that cannot be dealt with safely. Scientists say any of these methods could be used to reduce the danger of harmful wastes to people or the environment.